Kamala Harris resets political shit show, twice in 2 months. By Wendell Hussebo on January 14, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris has again reset her political future, marred by inter-office shit show operations and unsuccessful political projects. While Harris has taken a beating in the establishment media for failing to successfully destroy election integrity, reduce illegal immigration, or communicate President Biden's agenda successfully to the press, Harris is in reset mode, the second reset in 2 months, The Washington Post reported Friday. The reset, already underway, encompasses hiring a new communications director, along with showing herself at Biden's side for big events. She is mulling a heavier media schedule after months of looking warily at such engagements. She is looking to benefit from an extensive schedule of midterm campaigning that is hoped will revive Democrats' faith in her political skills and popular appeal. The changes, large and small, come at a pivotal point for the first woman to hold the vice presidency, and the first person of Black and Asian descent, according to White House and vice presidential aides and supporters inside and outside the Beltway. Many spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive talks. Friday's reported reset for Harris is the second reset in 2 months, and it comes after a New York Times columnist suggested Biden should replace Harris with Democrat allied Representative Liz Cheney, RY. Is that what America needs in 2024, a ticket of Joe Biden and Liz Cheney? Thomas Friedman suggested. In December, the establishment media reported Harris and her office had undergone a difficult reset after multiple staffers announced they were leaving amid office turmoil. Breitbart reported in July, other staffers in the Biden administration told Axios Harris's office is a shitshow. The outlet describes it as filled with poorly managed people who don't have long-term relationships with her, an overall operation sometimes visibly out of sync with Biden's. Aides are thrown under the bus from the very top. There are short fuses and it's an abusive environment, a staffer told Politico. It's not a healthy environment and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported but a place where people feel treated like us. Harris is reportedly familiar with rehabilitation. During the Democrat primary in 2019, Harris reset her failing bid to become president before dropping out of the race months later, The New York Times reported. She is attempting to reset her campaign after stagnating in Democratic primary polls, using her strengths as a prosecutor, the paper wrote about a shift in communication strategy. Sunday night, she added something new. After her signature wind-up of Let's Speak Truth, she replaced her usual recitation of Democratic policies with an attack on President Trump, accusing him of enabling bigotry and divisiveness and refusing to call neo-Nazi violence what it is, domestic terrorism. Harris later characterized her departure from the primary race as one of the hardest decisions of my life, peaking with only 15% support among Democrats. Upon winning the nomination, Biden chose Harris in 2020 to become his running mate and subsequently gifted her with two important agenda items: reducing migration through the southern border and destroying election integrity by federalizing local elections. Both political projects have fallen flat for the vice president, leading to office drama, staff departures, and terrible polling numbers. According to a December poll, only 32% of registered voters approved of Harris's job performance. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.